Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Connie Fellman with this local news update. Hope you set those alarms after winter break. Green Bay kids head back to class today with a new countdown. 84 days remain until spring break. Registration for summer school opens in just about 2 weeks, and Green Bay Area Public Schools has also just unveiled its calendar for the next school year. And as school starts up again, wash up and stay home if you're sick. State public health officials are warning to take extra precautions as the holiday season turns into respiratory illness season. Influenza is spreading across Wisconsin at a very high rate, and COVID-19 at a moderate rate, according to metrics from public health dashboards. A quarter of people who visited the ER in the last full week of December were diagnosed with a respiratory illness. This year, there's a new variant of influenza A. It's called subclade K and could be helping drive the spread. She was convicted and now she has resigned. Hannah Dugan stepped down as Milwaukee County judge over the weekend. She hasn't been hearing cases since the Wisconsin Supreme Court suspended her last April, but Dugan's resignation ends her nearly $180,000 salary. It also sidesteps a looming impeachment. In a letter to the governor, Dugan called the case against her an unprecedented federal action, but said the public deserved to start the year with a judge who can hear cases. Last month, a jury found Dugan guilty of a federal charge of obstructing immigration officials, but acquitted her of a lesser charge. She could face time in prison, but a sentencing hearing hasn't yet been set. Dugan says she'll appeal. There won't be much time scheduled for lawmakers to act after the governor gives his final formal address to Wisconsin next month. Governor Evers has confirmed he'll deliver his last State of the State address on February 17th. It's the latest he's given the annual speech, and the same week the State Assembly plans to wrap up the regular session. Work in the State Senate is expected to conclude even earlier in March, according to reporting from WisPolitics. And as he rounds out his final year in office and the governor's office is up for grabs in 2026, voters could have the final say on one of the governor's most extraordinary powers. They may soon get to decide whether to curtail the governor's line item veto. Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
In July 2023, when signing the state budget bill into law, the governor deleted specific numbers, and that one move meant Wisconsin is now required to spend $325 more per pupil every school year for the next 400 years. We're the only state that has this unique veto power, and it came from voters who gave the governor those abilities in a constitutional amendment in 1930. Republicans have been fighting that veto in court, but last April, the state Supreme Court ruled that Evers' veto is legal. Speaker Robin Voss recently told the State Journal that Republicans will be reconsidering a constitutional amendment that would basically ban governors from doing this in the future. According to the paper, their proposal would bar governors from using veto powers to increase taxes or fees in appropriations bills. Governors Anthony Earle and Tommy Thompson used partial veto power in more dramatic and consequential ways. In 1990, voters approved an amendment to the state constitution to ban what they had done. In 2008, Wisconsinites approved another amendment that bans governors from deleting portions and combining unrelated sentences. Now, if Republicans' plan passes the legislature, Wisconsin voters would decide whether to add more restrictions to the governor's veto power in the midterms next year. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And I'm Shali Pittman. Ending hunger may have been the real winner of yesterday's game against the Vikings. Land O'Lakes Dairy Foods, the company behind those sticks of butter, had promised to donate a ton of food to Second Harvest Food Bank for every Vikings point scored. With the Vikings at 16 points to the Packers 3, the dairy company is on the hook for at least 16 tons of food to fight hunger. And while many Wisconsinites spent the new year watching football or nursing hangovers, a group of Haitian immigrants in northeastern Wisconsin came together to celebrate Haitian Independence Day. Civic Media's Lisa Hale has this report from Appleton.
Reggie Desimou is owner of Area 509 and a Haitian immigrant himself. He said the need to hold on to the food and the observances and the culture of his country is essential.
Every skill that we have today, we learned from Haiti, from my mother, and then it's important to carry that heritage around, to show it to the community.
Even more important than maintaining the culture of home, Desimu said that in a time of increasing negativity toward the immigrant community, a sense of connection and belonging is needed.
So I'm hoping like what we do today, people use that as well as a reconciliation toward immigrants, toward people with colors, toward people Hispanic and everybody, like LGBTQ and everybody, see everybody as equal, because at the end of the day, we all God's child. And if we have God's child, why do we have hate in our heart?
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Sholly Pittman, with news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, 97.9 WGBW News.
What's next for the Packers? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers losing to the Vikings 16-3. Clayton Tune struggled at quarterback, completing just 6 of 11 passes with no touchdowns, and says that Jordan Love spoke to the team after the loss.
You know, just move past this one and get our minds ready for the playoffs, and we have an opportunity to do something special. And so he was just kind of refocusing everyone's mind and getting everyone prepared mentally for, you know, what we have ahead of us.
The Packers head to Chicago this Saturday to play the Bears in the first round of the playoffs. Kickoff at Soldier Field, 7 o'clock. College football. UW River Falls beat the defending champs North Central 24-14 to win their first ever Division III national championship. The game played last night at the Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, Ohio. NBA, the Bucks coast to a win over the Kings 115-98 to kick off their West Coast trip. Giannis with 37 points and 11 rebounds. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high right around 34 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with a little light freezing drizzle possible. That's going to make roads a little slick overnight. Our low 29 tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high right around 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.